Number 584 in the blue hymnal.
Good morning to you all. I discovered this morning that me and Neil are in disagreement about something, and that was the goodness of the coldness of the morning. But I don't know how many of you watched that sunrise this morning up over the snow. That was just spectacular. So happy to be alive this morning and happy to be here. Because of the different order of service this morning, we're going to combine our announcement time and our sharing time. So this time is yours. If you have an announcement for the group or would like to share something with the group, now's your time. In the back or up here at the front.
We have a nice little tradition in this church to shower our college students with love at Valentine's. And there's a table in the back. There are valentines. On most of them on the back, there's a place to write to and from. You may simply sign your name or write a sweet little note. We have a bag for Madeline Cockle and a bag for Ava Boyer. And there is a bowl that if you can put a money contribution in, our collective monies I will use to buy things like postage stamps, perhaps a gift card or two, a few essentials that they might enjoy, maybe a sweet treat. I will have the table set up today and next Sunday, and then I will take whatever we receive and make sure it gets sent to those students. So thank you for your participation.
This is an announcement on behalf of the worship team. We are excited to explore. Ralph Munsterman has a vision for some praise teams being started in our church. And so we are exploring this and seeing what interest we find from the congregation. So on February 27th, it's a Sunday, we will, after church, be inviting anybody that wants to learn more about this to stay after for a time of worship and kind of discussing and sharing the vision about this. So that is February 27th. Wanted to let you know to be praying about that and thinking about if you would like to learn more about that. Thank you.
We are anticipating this week that some of the Safi children will be going to school. And with that in mind, I put out on our neighborhood next door an invite to send uniforms or to contribute uniforms. And I was so touched yesterday, a father had texted me and said that his daughter is 7. He had gotten some uniforms that she really didn't want to wear. They were white shirts and so forth, and so he would drop them off. And I wasn't there because it was longer than we expected till he would come. But he left a bag not only with the shirts, but they had intentionally gone to Old Navy to find sweaters, and they decided she needed hats. Anyway, this little girl has just kind of extended her love from our neighborhood to Sana. And she's ready to have a play date with her. Hope she comes to her school. It's very, very sweet. So I was just really touched by the way she reached out to her.
The Safi family was, when they were at MCC, there were some things left in that, where they were living in their home. And when they moved, some things were left there that did not belong to MCC. Gwen Hurst worked at MCC and she gave me those things. So if there's some reusable grocery bags, and I think there's a plate in here. I'll put them under the mailbox if you want, those of you who were in their home and share things with them. If any of these things are yours, please check under the mailbox.
I wanted to add on to what Shelby was saying. I had put a post on Facebook asking for beds and dressers and things for the Safis, and I just could not believe the outpouring of the generosity of this community. And then one man, George Hurst, he reached out to me and said, I see that you're collecting things for this family. Would you like any backpacks? And he brought 8 backpacks to my house and kitchen supplies and all these things. And I was just overwhelmed by the outpouring of love and support from our community. People who love God so much and they just want to bless others who have been through a lot. So it was a huge encouragement to me. So I wanted to piggyback on what Shelby said.
And then just a prayer request for the Safis. They continue to have just a lot to transition into. This week it's the children going to school, and also the father, Rauf, and the oldest daughter, Sunila, applying for jobs and potentially starting those soon. So big changes for them. So let's pray. Let's continue to pray for them. All these things can be overwhelming. They don't seem to be the type of people that get overwhelmed very easily, and which is a good thing. I discovered when I was with Rauf on Friday that because of his work in intelligence, they were used to moving at least twice a year. just keeping their family moving around the country for security reasons. So he's been in intelligence ever since he's been out of high school in 1990, first for the Afghanistan government, and then in 2005 he moved over to the U.S. military intelligence. So he said this is the first time he's ever felt safe in his life living here. I have another announcement. Some of you may have gotten to your mailboxes before you saw this survey in your mailboxes, so check out your mailbox again before you head out. I put together a Sunday school and grow team survey that I'd like you all to fill out. Just feedback to the grow team for how to organize the Sunday school time, and then also a question at the end regarding any potential interest in opportunities for other small groups to gather outside of our Sunday morning, if there'd be interest on anyone's part to start a small group of some type. So please fill it out. It's possible not all the questions really apply to you, and that's fine. You can skip those, but I'd kind of like for a pretty good response from everyone to kind of get a feel for your wishes for, especially for Sunday school. I'll be sending this out. I'll be getting this to Esther also, put it out tomorrow for those that weren't here this morning, because I would like responses back by next Sunday. Were there any other prayer requests before we have a brief time of prayer? Okay, let's pray. Gracious God, we pause, and right now we're thinking of the Safi family and all the challenges and transitions that they are facing. Ask for your mercy and grace for them and for all those that are supporting them. Give us wisdom and the ability to meet their needs in an appropriate way. And bless especially the children as they head off to school in a strange environment where the language is not familiar to them. Bless their support people and teachers as they help them make this challenging, although exciting for the children, transition. And we ask for your presence here, and also that you would help us be aware of your presence, aware of your spirit with us. Amen. Now's the time to light the peace lamp, and just want to offer a verse of scripture before that. Colossians 3:15, let the peace of Christ, to which you were indeed called in one body, rule in your hearts, and be thankful. Amen. And then the next verse in that passage, let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. So with this worship service, where we'll be doing a bit more singing, I my mind was drawn to a chapter or two out of The Magician's Nephew, C.S. Lewis's first book of the Chronicles of Narnia, where he paints the picture of Narnia being sung into existence. And I love that passage, and so I'm going to read it for our call to worship. Actually, this is just excerpts from it, not the whole two chapters. In the darkness, something was happening at last. A voice had begun to sing. Diggory found it hard to decide from what direction it was coming. Sometimes it seemed to come from all directions at once. Sometimes he almost thought it was coming out of the earth beneath them. Its lower notes were deep enough to be the voice of the earth herself. But it was, beyond comparison, the most beautiful noise he had ever heard. It was so beautiful he could hardly bear it. Then two wonders happened at the same moment. One was that the voice was suddenly joined by other voices, more voices than you could possibly count. They were in harmony with it, but far higher up the scale, cold, tingling, silvery voices. The second wonder was that the blackness overhead, all at once, was blazing with stars. One moment there had been nothing but darkness. Next moment, 1,000,000 points of light leaped out, single stars, constellations, and planets, brighter and bigger than any in our world. The new stars and the new voices began at exactly the same time. If you had seen and heard it as Diggory did, you would have felt quite certain that it was the stars themselves which were singing, and that it was the first voice, the deep one, which had made them appear and made them sing. And then a little later in the story, they stood on cool green grass, sprinkled with daisies and buttercups. A little way off along the riverbank, willows were growing. On the other side, tangles of flowering currant, lilac, wild rose, and rhododendron closed them in. All this time, the lion's song was going on. Polly was finding the song more and more interesting because she thought she was beginning to see the connection between the music and the things that were happening. When a line of dark firs sprang up on a ridge about 100 yards away, she felt that they were connected with a series of deep, prolonged notes, which the lion had sung a second before. And when he burst into a rapid series of lighter notes, she was not surprised to see primroses suddenly appearing in every direction. Thus, with an unspeakable thrill, she felt quite certain that all the things were coming, as she said, out of the lion's head. When you listened to his song, you heard the things he was making up. When you looked round you, you saw them. This was so exciting that she had no time to be afraid. So, that sunrise that I talked about this morning, I don't know if you ever just see that and just think of it as a song, but if that can be an image for us today as we sing, I think just thinking of the song of creation, or the imagined song of creation, let that infuse your worship this morning. Another gift that I got the last 2 days, and it just came to me while they were singing that the prelude song, was the Wings of Eagles. I see bald eagles fairly often now on our farm, not nearly as uncommon as it used to be, but 2 days ago and yesterday, a golden eagle came and sat in the trees right out there where we have picnics and so forth. And I was just reminded again how huge these birds are. I mean, they're just makes a buzzard look small. So thank you for that song this morning.
I have been looking forward to this service, and we've been planning. 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had our worship team meeting, and I don't know if you've picked up on this rhythm, but if there's a fifth Sunday of the month, the worship team is in charge of planning it. So we had on our agenda, fifth Sunday, what are we going to do? What's the service going to be about? And I remember specifically as I was planning the agenda, there were lots of other things that we were talking about, and at the fifth Sunday, I literally thought, I hope somebody has an idea for what to do because I have none. And we're meeting together, and I get to that point, and I didn't even need to say that. I just kind of paused, like, does anybody have any ideas? And Pastor Steve didn't miss a beat. He said, I had an idea for that Sunday. I thought, great, because I didn't. Anyway, so the passage that Claire read, the Colossians passage, was part of our Advent series, the Sunday about God's robe and being robed in God's word. And so that was a passage that had stuck with him, and he thought, why don't we have a Sunday focused around God's word and sharing passages of scripture with each other, that we are just covering this room, covering this congregation in scripture. And so then Trisha lovely planned these songs. She picked all songs that are scripture based. So we're just going to have a time of, there's a like very delicate balance. I did a lot of planning for this service. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to seem like I didn't plan or I'm disorganized, but I also really feel like it's the type of service that there's room for the Holy Spirit to be moving. And I know that we've been praying about this Sunday, and you all have been praying about what scripture to share. So I wanted to leave space for that as well. So I think there will be moments of silence. I think there will be lyrics in the songs that speak to you, because that's scripture. I think there will be specific scriptures that your fellow family members share that are going to speak to you. I fully believe that. And so I brought, if you don't have a pen, I thought it's a good Sunday to have a pen. So if you don't have a pen, we check out this bulletin. There's lots of white space. So I have pens up on this front chair if you don't have a pen. But I often find myself jotting things in the bulletin on Sundays, and I think there's going to be verses that you're going to want to be jotting something down, or a lyric that you're going to want to jot down. So if you don't have a pen, I've got pens. I brought pens along. That's part of it too, how we might internalize it, writing something down. And so we're going to have some sharing time, sing a couple songs, have some sharing time. I had great response to people reaching out that they would be willing to share. And so, Marvin, would you be able to get us started before we even sing? Would you be able to share your scripture with us? Do you want me to bring that mic to you, or you want to come over to that mic in the back or in the front? Either way. While he's getting ready, I will let you know that the first song we're going to sing is Sing the Journey, number 19. So if you want to grab that one a while, we are going to sing that. But also, if you have a scripture, you're welcome to share it after Marvin shares his scripture.
I actually have two scriptures, one from Isaiah, chapter 43, one of my favorite passages, and is Isaiah writing about the countries of Israel. But I think that you can put your name in this. This is what the Lord says, He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel. But I think you could put your name in there. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. I'm so impressed with that statement, to think that the Lord called you and me by name. I'm finding that more and more there are times when I meet somebody and I need to say, ooh, but I can't think of your name. You know that God never needs to say that. God knows your name. He called you by name. So he says this promise: when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. the flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. The other one along with this is Psalm 139, which I think is a favorite to many, many people. This is a little bit of a longer passage, but may I read the whole thing?
You sure may.
O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind, and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the hot darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for your darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book, before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. And then there is a passage in here that seems like it's out of place. Because here the writer then all of a sudden says, if only you would slay the wicked. Away from me, you bloodthirsty men. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Seems like that's out of place. But then the writer again says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, Marvin. Let's stand to sing the Journey 19. And I don't even know if you'll need your books, because it's a pretty familiar one, and we're going to sing through it a bunch of times because it kind of gets your energy up. And so I invite you, if you need to spread out a little bit, whatever you need to do, this one's a good one to wake us up and get us started in worship. We're going to sing, we're going to just like split down the middle, and I'm going to sing with this side. We're going to sing the leader, like the call, and then this side with Shane's going to sing the response two times, and then switch one time.
Look out, third time through, we are going to lead, so prepare yourselves this side.
Get ready. And Trish is going to lead with an intro. I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised.
Who is worthy to be praised.
So shall I be saved from my enemies.
I be saved from mine enemy.
The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised?
Who is worthy to be praised?
Shall I be saved from my enemies?
The Lord liveth
and blessed be the rock in the door, and his salvation be his own.
The Lord liveth and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be his own.
All right, on this side,
I will call upon the Lord. Shall I be saved from mine enemies? The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
Comes from Psalm 18, verses 2-3. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. Share next, and I also would invite somebody to look up Lamentations 3:22-23 and read that for us. That is the verse that the song we just sang came from. So somebody else other than me can read that one. But Ruthann is welcome to come on up.
I actually have a total of four verses. They're all from Psalms, verses that have been very meaningful to me. The first two are from Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. I'm not the best sleeper, and there are times at night when I wake up and I just can't go back to sleep. And this is a verse that I often just go over in my mind to help keep my mind from going all over the place and to dwell on this verse that I can rest in God. And the other two are from Psalm 21, verses 1 and 2. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I have a little card posted in my bedroom that says, look up when things are looking down. And there are times during the day when maybe I think about various things and I just looked out the window and look up. God, thank you that you're there and your help is with me today. And when I'm outside in the summertime, I like to do that too. Just look up at the sun, or not right at the sun, but look up in the sky and just say, thank you that you're with me and you're my help.
Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. If somebody other than me wants to look up Psalm 89:1-8, we also sang a song using those verses that I'd be happy if somebody would want to read that. Psalm 89:1-8. The Lamentations passage also was Lamentations 3:22-23. Isabel's going to read it. That might be this one. Yeah.
Lord, I will sing about your great love forever. For all time to come, I will tell you how faithful you are. I will tell everyone that your love stands firm forever. I will tell them that you are always faithful, even in heaven itself. You say, here is the covenant I have made with my chosen one. Here is the promise I have made to my servant David. I will make your family line continue forever. I will make your kingdom secure for all time to come. Lord, your heavens praise you for your wonderful deeds. When your holy angels gather together, they praise you for how faithful you are. Who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who among the angels is like the Lord? God is highly respected among his holy angels. He's more wonderful than all those who are around him. Lord, God who rules over all, who is like you. Lord, you are mighty. You are faithful in everything you do.
Lamentations 3:22-23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Let's stand and sing together. This first song, I don't know if it will be familiar to you or not. It was a new one for me, but it is one of Trisha's favorites. She's so excited about this one. So I'm so glad that we get to do it, and we're going to sing through it all twice. So even if you don't pick up on it in the first time through, I think you will by the second time. And if not, you can listen to the words. This one is based on Psalm 40. So I hope that it is meaningful to you as we sing or as you listen. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined and heard my cry. He lifted me up out of the pit, out of the mire and clay. I will sing, sing a new song. I will sing, sing a new song. How long to sing this song? How long to sing this song? Footsteps firm. Many will see, many will see and hear. I will sing, sing a new song. I will sing, sing a new song. How long to sing this? Sing this song. How long? troubles of this world I have overcome. Just trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Don't worry about tomorrow. He's got it under control. Just trust in the Lord with all your heart, and He will carry you through. You may be seated. That one is based on Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, a very familiar one for a lot of us. And there's also, I think, a Matthew passage reference, don't worry about tomorrow, in there as well. So that one has several scriptures intertwined in it. And Trisha is going to share about her reading through the Bible this year.
Okay, so often while I work, I listen to podcasts, and I find them to be extremely encouraging. I listen to a lot of Christian women share their testimonies. So in the last few months, I felt like this deep hunger inside of me to understand the Bible better. And I think when I started going through my 40s, I just started to question everything that I believed. And especially, you know, when my kids ask me really hard questions. So I felt this incredible desire that I had to learn more, and that I had so much to learn. So when Pastor Steve sent out an email saying that he was going to read through the Bible one year, I decided to do the same thing. And my wonderful husband showed me that I have an app on my phone, I didn't even really realize it, called the Holy Bible. You might have it on your phone too. It might just be automatically on our phones. So there's a plan. You can get a plan. You can download a plan through that Holy Bible app. And if you don't have time to read the Bible, you can listen to it. There's an audio option. And that seemed like a really good option for me because I feel like I'm always cooking or cleaning or driving my kids somewhere. So I started to listen to the Bible. And then at the end, there's like five scriptures for each day, and then there's a daily devotional. And the devotional kind of brings everything together. And one thing that really strikes me about reading through the Bible is I'm not cherry-picking like my favorite parts, but I'm reading all of it. And the thing that strikes me the most is that the scriptures are so honest. David cries out to God in anger. He talks about what he wants to do in his anger. He cries out to God in sadness and grief and not understanding what God is doing. Why would you allow this, God? Right now I'm reading through the book of Job, and Job also cannot understand why in the world God would allow him to suffer, because he has tried to be upright and do everything right. And then his friends came to him and they told him terrible things, and they were jerks and made him feel even worse. And you know, sometimes I think I personally forget that stuff's in the Bible, because you know, we go through hard times in our lives too, and it's just kind of refreshing to hear other people be honest about life is hard sometimes and it's confusing. So even though Job was going through such hard times, this is what Job said in Job 19, verses 25 through 27. He said, I mean, not only was he going through hard times, he lost his children, he had this terrible disease in his body, he lost most of his wealth, and at the same time, at this time when all this was happening to him, he said, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end, he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, and I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. And it's just so encouraging that Job had that kind of faith, even though he was going through a terrible, terrible time. And even if we don't see God that purely on this earth, we will see God like that in heaven. And that's the thing that gives me hope on this earth. So thank you for listening.
If anyone else has a passage to share, now is your time. And if anybody wants to share a passage that I tell you, we're going to be singing a song that is from Matthew 6, 25 to 34. If somebody would want to read Psalm 40, 1 to 3, that was the song that we sang.
I recently, came across Psalm 46. It's not a common psalm. In fact, it's not very familiar. But what stood out to me was that God is referenced as a Jacob wrestling God. And I'm pretty sure if you think about Jacob versus God, pretty sure we could put our bets on who would be the winner. But yet, he allowed, Jacob clearly had some things to work out. And so it says, I think in that story, Jacob wrestles with God like overnight, right? There's like a extended period of time where they are wrestling together. And what I think is really interesting is that God allows him to clearly work out some of his issues. But the rest of the psalm is so beautiful. It just has beautiful, beautiful imagery in it. So what I liked was that this God is clearly personal to us. And anyway, so Psalm 46. God is a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need him. We stand fearless at the cliff edge of doom, courageous in sea storm and earthquake. Before the rush and roar of oceans, the tremors that shift mountains. Jacob wrestling God fights for us. God of angel armies protects us. River fountains splash joy, cooling God's city, this sacred haunt of the Most High. God lives here. The streets are safe. God at your service from crack of dawn. Godless nations rant and rave. Kings and kingdoms threaten, but earth does anything he says. Jacob wrestling God fights for us. God of angel armies protects us. Attention all, see the marvels of God. He plants flowers and trees all over the earth. He bans war from pole to pole, breaks all the weapons across his knee. Step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me, your high God, above politics, above everything. Jacob, wrestling God, fights for us. God of angel armies protects us.
The other night when I was thinking about Sophia's offer for us to share, it came to me that years ago, probably in my teenage years, I had memorized Psalm 100. So I'm going to, if I don't lose my hearing aid here, share that now. And it's from King James Version. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercies are everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
As a person who struggles with anxiety and with worry and with trusting, this scripture is very, very familiar, but it is something that I need to hold on to. And it's from Philippians